It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Someone who I believe doesn't get enough respect because I think he deserves all the respect. Our guy, he is in Orlando right now for the owners' meetings. Let's go out on the hotline, talk to our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks is sponsored by Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Elliot, how's Florida, buddy?
What up? It's very nice. It's like 65 degrees. It's sunny. I'm at a hotel I could never afford to stay at if it wasn't for the annual meeting. So life is good.
Yeah, it was cold this morning here. I'll tell you that when I came outside. Yeah. So I'm jealous of that. Yeah.
It's
often cold at 3 a.m.
Yes, it is, Elliot. You were correct about that.
Did you get pool or beach time, Elliot?
Not yet. I am hoping. I would love to come back with a nice tan. I feel like it would be a great way to return to the city. So I'm hopeful, but nothing yet.
I thought about it. I just feel like it'd be a really good way to make my return in like 4 days after.
Exactly.
Good. I like that. All right, Elliot, before we dive into specifics, just set the scene down there. The owners meetings, we know that, everyone kind of, gathers in Orlando. But when is Howie speaking? Is Jeffrey speaking? Like, what's the whole deal with what's going on over the next? How long does it last? Like, what's the deal with the owners meetings?
Yeah, so it's a 3-day event, essentially. All the head coaches, GMs, owners arrived yesterday here in Orlando. They took the annual head coach pitcher, the annual GM pitcher, and now they kind of get down to business. There'll be meetings throughout these 3 days. There'll be rule changes, competition committee, that type of thing, from a league perspective. From the Eagles' perspective, it's our one chance a year to talk to Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, I know he used to talk way more, but that's changed. He really only speaks now at these meetings. So the expectation, nothing is set yet. The expectation is that he'll speak tomorrow. I believe we'll get to talk to Howie Roseman today. And then Nick Sirianni, Breakfast with Nick tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m.
Breakfast with Nick.
So it's the three most important people on the Eagles, arguably outside of Jalen, all speaking within roughly a 24-hour frame. So should be plenty of news, and it's definitely an important event for them.
Elliot, how big a deal is it that Nick Sirianni has been conspicuously absent from the head coach's photos at the owners' meeting?
We're going right for the hard-hitting questions here.
Well, look, this is a question I obviously care a ton about.
I know you do.
So the obvious answer is it doesn't really matter, right? He wasn't in it last year. If he's busy doing something else, it's not the end of the world.
There's definitely a butt coming here, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my opinion is he's got to be in that photo. Like, you're 2 years removed from being in the Super Bowl. You were a playoff team last year. I know it didn't end that way. Like, go puff your chest out a little. Like, get in that photo. You saw where Howie was. Howie was front and center in that photo.
Yes, he was.
So I think it sounds silly, but I do think it's important for Nick to make sure he's in these photos. Like, it's all the head coaches. There's already enough jokes about how he's not the actual head coach anymore. Like, I would have tried to really get in that photo if I was him.
Can't they just force everyone to be in a photo? Can't they be like, all right, you're 32 head coaches. We're taking the picture now. We're not taking the picture till everyone's in the photo, right? Like, we'll wait for family members. Be like, wait for Uncle Lenny. He'll get over it. Come on, wait 10 minutes. He'll be there.
I have like a million
brothers
and sisters.
We can't wait a couple minutes for a freaking head coach.
Like, get in
for
here.
A head coach. Anyway, go ahead.
They should just say, guys, we're all taking
That's
the photo
the point.
Sunday at 5 o'clock.
And we're not taking it until you're all here. Guess what? These guys have to sit here and wait. And if you want to make them wait, fine, but we ain't taking it till you're here. Like, I don't know. It's crazy to me. Anyway.
I agree. Someone that loves photos, I certainly agree.
Howie speaks at noon. What are you expecting from that experience, Elliot?
Well, whenever Howie speaks, I think, you know, he's using that as an opportunity to play a little chess, right? Like, that's what he does. So I think the obvious question today for Howie Roseman is the Hassan Reddick situation. You know, there's certainly roster moves to talk about. He hasn't spoken, you know, since they signed Saquon, since they brought Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back. So those are important questions as to why he decided to make those signings. But in terms of future moves, I mean, the Hassan Reddick thing is really kind of weighing over this team. I don't expect Hassan Reddick to be back. My guess is when Howie speaks today, he'll say, you know, Hassan's a big part of the team. He's on the roster. He's excited to have him back. But that, in my opinion, will just be kind of, you know, manipulating the trade market and letting teams know they're happy to keep him. So I think the biggest question for Howie is absolutely the Hassan Reddick thing.
So how real is the Atlanta-Arizona Reddick trade interest?
Well, Arizona makes a ton of sense. Jonathan Gannon is here, everyone's favorite former coordinator. So he'll speak tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what he's willing to say about that. But they need edge rushers. He had a ton of, obviously, success under Jonathan Gannon. So I think it would make sense for them to acquire him. So, yeah, I think at this point, look, I mean, he's had double-digit sacks 4 years in a row. He can make there's a spot for him on any team, except for apparently the Eagles. But, I think all teams should have interest in Hassan Reddick.
What can the Eagles expect in return for Reddick?
I don't think my guess is the return is not going to be not going to make fans happy. I definitely don't think you're getting a first or second round pick. I think there's a shot you get a third round pick, but you know, maybe a pick and a player. If this lasts up until the draft, maybe they use Hassan to move up in a round, or you know, swap picks and move from the second to the first or something like that. But when you consider that they have to give the new team has to give Hassan Reddick a new contract, that is going to impact what they get for him in a trade. So I don't think you're not going to get the value for Hassan Reddick that you're losing by trading.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so the Reddick thing is obviously, I think, the kind of biggest roster thing sitting there. But, I think what the Eagles have done, especially if they're going to trade Reddick, you know, I come out of this saying, look, there's still noticeable holes and needs on defense. Elliot, is it as simple as how he's just going to add, you know, with the first, the first round pick in the 2 seconds, go defense and hope someone contributes? Is there still a trade left to be made? Is there a under-the-radar signing we're expecting? Like, is this the defense more or less we're going to see, or do you think there's still a big move or two left?
Yeah, I think you could take a step further and say this is pretty much the roster you're going to see. Look, there's still plenty of time, and we've seen him make acquisitions. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in training camp. James Bradbury, I believe, was a July signing. So there are chances. But for the most part, like, this is the roster. They'll draft somebody in the first round, presumably, unless they trade back. But, yeah, I think they want to address the corner position to add some depth there, a guy that can develop into a starter in the draft. Obviously, linebacker, even after adding Devin White, you probably want to see something there. But the first big wave of free agency is over. So I think at this point, like, this is pretty much the roster you're going to see, maybe one or two players. But I don't expect massive overhauls to what the 53-man roster will look like from here on out.
Elliot, does Kellen Moore come in with a different ideal set in terms of how often he'll hand it off to his running back? Saquon Barkley, can he be a bell cow back in part because Kellen Moore has seen a bell cow back be a bell cow back in Dallas?
Yeah, I think Saquon is here in large part because of Kellen Moore. You look at who he's had at running back over his career, he's always had kind of number one type running backs. He had it in Dallas. He had Austin Eckler last year with the Chargers, and he uses his running backs. I think the biggest misconception about Kellen Moore is that he doesn't run the ball. Last year with the Chargers, before Eckler got hurt, the running backs averaged 30 carries a game for the first four games. So I think you're going to see
Jeez,
that's a lot of carries.
It's a lot of carries. So I think you're going to see Saquon get the ball quite a bit. And the other thing I'll say about Kellen Moore and how he uses his running backs is he does go under center more. When you look at, you know, where the running backs that he's had have gotten the ball from, it's not all out of shotgun. Like, he does put the quarterback under center. So I think you're going to see Saquon definitely run it more than Swift did last year. But I also think you're going to see a bit of a change in terms of where Jalen's lining up and how they give the ball to the running back.
That sounds great.
Yeah, Richie's so
love
excited.
Right?
You can see it.
You can do so much.
Oh, it's so bizarrely. Yeah, he's
play action.
Like, he's beaming.
You've got
right
the
now.
Whole offense in your arsenal. Like, you can pretend you're running so much when you're under center, and you can trick a defense so much better when you're under center. You can make everything start out looking the same.
It's like that, you know,
and
in like
completely different.
You know, like sometimes in movies or whatever, they'll like highlight a character, but like the sun will shine on them,
yeah,
or like whatever. that was Richie's face. Like, when you bring it up, you're like, it's just like this like beaming light comes on his face, and he's like, yeah, we could be a running team. Let's go.
Well, and Saquon runs equally. Under, you know, out of shotgun, well, that's or under center,
Elliot,
equally well.
Elliot, what do you think about that? The under center thing, you know, we spent so much time talking about it. I know you and I have talked that we are more of the belief that it's a Jalen preference than anything.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, and with Saquon coming here, do you think that is something that, you know, I know we call for it, but is that realistic to think that there will be more of that put into the offense?
Yeah, I think there is going to be more of it for sure. My honest opinion on it is, like, I don't think the Eagles offense struggled last year because they weren't under center enough. Like, I think there were other problems with the offense. And overall, you know, like most of the team, the offense worked for the first 12 weeks. It just fell apart at the end as everything collapsed. But yeah, I mean, I think what Kellen Moore is being brought in to do is to add things to Sirianni's offense. I think Kellen Moore is going to obviously have a big say in this, and he will be calling plays, but I don't think you're going to come out, you know, in training camp or week one or two and see like a completely new offense. I think you're going to see wrinkles, like more time under center, you know, maybe more pre-snap motion. I'd be shocked if there wasn't more pre-snap motion next season. So I think there'll be wrinkles and changes for sure. And one of those will be, I think Jalen will be under center more.
All right, last one. You kind of led with this, but let's go deeper. First thing we talked about bringing you on is that this is the one time a year now that we hear from Jeffrey Lurie. We used to hear from him more. It is what it is. This is it. He's going to speak tomorrow. What are you expecting from Jeffrey Lurie tomorrow? Are you expecting, you know, some of the questions that people were holding on to? You know, why did he keep Sirianni? All these things that we had talked so much about, but kind of have, you know, kind of been lost to time a little bit. You know, what kind of stuff can we expect Jeffrey to be asked? And do you think there will be anything that's particularly, you know, enlightening that we hear from Jeffrey?
Well, look, I think Jeffrey, unlike Howie, is not as buttoned up. Like, so it feels like every year he does drop a piece of interesting information or something like that. So I do think it is definitely a press conference people are going to want to tune in for. Like, he is going to say something interesting. In terms of the questions, you're right. I mean, it is all about Nick. Why did he bring Nick back? What's his confidence level that Nick can fix what happened at the end of last year? And really, I think about Jalen, too, right? Like, Jalen, he made a huge investment in a year ago, and now, you know, he didn't have a great year. So there's that question as well. But I will say, from Jeffrey's perspective, like, it's been a long time since this Nick stuff has been decided. I apologize. All the head coaches are walking by right now.
What a flex that is.
Yeah, no big deal.
To get a picture.
Yeah, right. They got to redo the picture. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Make sure Nick gets it.
No, I mean, I think with Jeffrey, and look, I mean, I'd be curious for your guys' perspective. Like, do people still care about the next thing? Like, he's back. It's been a few months. So I think that is the number one question, but this isn't 2 days after it's been decided. So it feels a little bit like old news, but it will be interesting to hear what he says about it.
Yeah, Elliot, that's such a fascinating point, and I'll bet you that's partially why Jeffrey doesn't speak as often, because he doesn't have to address things as they happen. But yeah, I do think people are still, look, I think people have accepted it, but I think people are interested in the why and how of it all, for sure. So, and you know.
Yeah, and I will say, speaking of head coaches who have dealt with adversity, Andy Reid spoke this morning, and he said there's two keys to surviving adversity in a head coach. With the Eagles. One, eat a lot of cheesesteaks and don't listen to AM radio. And then Howard had to remind him it's actually
FM now. Yeah.
But that just speaks how long it's been since he's been here.
That's wild.
An interesting perspective.
That is wild.
Always a food reference.
Yeah, it's good. All right, Elliot, great stuff, man. And obviously, we'll talk to you if anything happens down there.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Elliot.